third string is in the preseason. I mean, come on, you gotta
need Stamkos. I think still people question that.
That's not shit, Andrew, but that's not how you win cups.
The Bay Rays are going to win the World Series. You can mark it down.
Okay, I'm done.
Jimmy's life has its ironies, you know, that are like...
No, Jimmy's the idiot. Yeah,
Jimmy's getting laid off due to lack of work, but there is no...
So that's all that matters to you?
That's how...
Wait, that's...
Yankees, Dodgers, look. Ryan.
Thanks, Hector.
We got a Jersey burger and a cowboy bacon burger.
Whatever. Get customers involved.
Wednesday night bar talk.
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
Jimmy's the idiot.
He assists a game. No matter how many games you
36 games.
And the All-Star break, and now a little bit now, they're playing really good.
Hold on. Who's got the leverage tonight? No. 5-2. Leverage is all you. I got the leverage.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by...
Lots of role models. Models you may not want, but you may just need.
We got Jimmy.
Hello, everyone.
The cat over there trying to
Gizmo's get... Gizmo's over there doing something.
Trying to get the rat or... the rabbit again, probably.
We got Big Dave. We got Jonathan. Supposed to be joining us virtually later on in the show.
Today. What the shit?
You're by yourself today.
I guess so. It's actually usually I'm by myself or it's them two.
Yeah. I haven't been by myself, so that's the good thing. That's the good thing. I haven't been by myself.
The difference.
I always have a guest, though.
True.
So yeah,
yourself.
So since they're not on the show as of now, let's start the show with Shane Pinto of the National Hockey League has been suspended for 41 games for gambling. I don't think that makes sense when the NHL advertises gambling. You have sponsors on the jerseys. No, but still.
They promote it. Yeah, but it takes the fun out of your player. It's like, all right, we're supposed to lose by going half. All right, I'm not going to play as hard as I have to. No, it's just stupid. Like, it's just like what Pete Rose is banished from the freaking NBA. I know he's a broadcaster, but he's banished from ever freaking
being... Yeah, from the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's banished because all the betting he did.
Yeah.
He didn't just do it to where... You know, to where, like, he had somebody else do it. No, he straight up did it and said he did it. And that's what screwed him over. He would have been a Hall of Famer, Schumann Hall of Famer. He screwed himself over. And that's never going to be lifted. I mean, unless the NBA commissioner passes away and then somebody opens it, but it's never going to happen.
But what if the kid wasn't gambling on, like, hockey games and he was gambling on... You know, Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA.
Is there proof that he was doing that?
I don't know. They didn't say what it was. It just said he went against the NHL gambling policy.
Yeah, because he probably had that monetized. Honestly, they probably, like, check if he, like, does that stuff. So look at Ridley last year. He was suspended most of the season last year for doing that stuff. For betting on the games. For betting on themselves. You can't do that.
Yeah, but it's legal. I understand they're playing and they could have an effect on it, but at the end of the day, it is legal.
Have a major effect on it.
It is legal.
It's legal, but it's also have an effect on the outcome of how you're playing.
Yeah, if the over-under is 6.5, you can be like, let me make a mistake, commit a turnover.
He's supposed to have like 100 yards. He only does like 80.
And yeah, that's...
Then it tells the coach, oh, I'm not feeling well.
Just to
hit that under. It's unfair to people that do bet, that, like, you know, do it religiously. To, like, him to do... It's him rigging it towards himself and to other players.
Yeah, it's not like Dave over here who bets and wins the money, but he has no impact.
They don't
on
know
it.
That they're not betting. They're more focused on the game than you know. They don't care. They say it on the thing. They don't care about the fantasy.
No, they don't.
And then they're caring about the team and them winning. That's all they care about, and the money.
But I feel like to be suspended for 41 games is it's a high number.
Yeah, how many games are in a season?
82. So that's half the season.
That's half the season. Yeah, but he did it himself, though. Like, you know the rules, you're gonna break them. They know you're suffering consequences. That's what it is. It's not. Is it fair to the other players that don't do it, and then I do it once and he gets no. It's he's probably been doing this for a while, and then he finally just got caught.
Could be. I just find it hypocritical when the NHL and other professional sports promote it. To suspend someone for 41 games, rather than maybe if it's an addiction for him, they could get him help or whatever.
Yeah, that is help. 41 days freaking 41 without playing days. Hockey. It's 41 days without no money.
Yeah, I know, but still. Oh, look at Gizmo over there watching us.
He's watching somebody else.
Look at that cat.
Yeah, but no, gambling nowadays, it gets too much to where, like, people, I see ridiculous bets, and it's crazy. I think the one I saw, like, this guy put a 50 leg parlay, and he hit.
Yeah, those and parlays work.
$500,000. And I forgot what it was, but it was some crazy, like, even Dave was showing me some crazy parlays.
Well, what about the parlays he did?
No, there's worse. At least me and him saw worse.
I'm sure.
Like
I've seen them.
Like it's crazy how like these people and they put in a lot of money. Even the UFC fights, this guy put like freaking $5,000 for a payout of $5,500. So it's pretty much you're gaining You're only gaining $500.
Yeah.
Because he bet the favorite. You bet the underdog.
Oh, if you bet the underdog. You got a good shot to win.
Well, I did that one night. This was like Dave and John know this story. It was Amanda Nunes versus somebody. I forgot her name. And I looked at the pre-fights. I'm like, she doesn't look that well. I literally put $500 on the girl that freaking beat her for the championship.
Yeah.
And the girl beat her for a championship. I walked out like $3,000.
Not bad.
No, it's really good because the odds were plus 100. That means like Nunes was 100%, like plus 100% winning that fight. So I got 100%, and she beat her. And I just had a strange feeling. They couldn't believe. I showed them the thing. They couldn't believe it. Like no way. I'm like, dude, this. I couldn't believe it. I walked away like $3,000. Like what Dave does is like, it's crazy. Like how it's 50-50 with the betting anymore.
Yeah, Dave has some interesting parlays though, and he got them correct too.
Well, yeah, the couple ones
when
he
got, we do it on the show, he got them correct.
The Logan Thomas one, I can't believe he got, because Logan Thomas was it Sam Howell and DJ Moore hit all of them. He got like $500 from it.
Yeah, I'm thinking to myself, how did he do that?
And we put like freaking like $20 in. It's crazy.
Again, if you're just joining us, this is the Doug Strava Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Jimmy still does not have his hockey stick.
No, I don't. You freaking hit. You put it away.
It's somewhere. It's somewhere in the house.
You've been saying this for.
Yeah, I gotta look for it.
No, I'm gonna have to buy a stick and put it in my car.
You can follow us on all your podcast applications, YouTube and Facebook Live. Strava broadcasting the Doug Strava Show. So I'm not sure what time they're joining us. But let's talk some local football. Giants, Jets on Sunday. Who has the edge? Who's going to win? Will Daniel Jones be back starting this upcoming Sunday?
Probably not. I would probably give him another week's rest. But I would probably give the edge to the Jets. Coming off a bye week.
Yeah.
And especially beating Philly. Giving Philly their first loss. You're going to have momentum going in there. Zach Wilson is going to be a lot better mental-wise going in there. And going against the Giants, that the defense hasn't really been that good. They had their moments.
Been inconsistent.
Yeah, like, you know, bad moments against Dallas, but great moments against, you know, Buffalo. You know, they're hit and miss. They're not consistent.
Bad Giants O-line against that Jets defense.
The Jets are more consistent. The Jets, yeah, they are. Is top three, at least.
Because we've been inconsistent in almost every game that we've played.
Yeah, okay. Like especially now you got Barkley coming back. That's going to be a good, like, he'll help out a little bit, but Tyrod's going to be running for his life for most of that time.
And there are rumors that Barkley could be on the move with a deadline approaching.
They're saying they weren't touching Barkley, but you never know. Because there's so many trade talks. I've been hearing trade talks for Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I heard that one too. They're saying Cleveland could be the best fit.
That would be a best fit for him, honestly. That offensive line is ridiculous. But you would have to get rid of probably Hunt to go over there.
Yeah, you would have to add in one of their running backs.
You would have to give him a running
back. It can't be straight up.
Yeah. Like, it would be have to be like a running back and probably a pick.
Yeah, it would be a pick. One of their running backs. Because it's... you don't know the health of Watson.
No.
So that would be a pick.
And he's not going to be playing against this Sunday, I don't think.
Yeah, I heard it was more than a concussion.
It's his shoulder.
Yeah, his shoulder is affecting him now.
Yeah, I don't think... You could see it. I was watching the game. You could definitely see it was bothering him. I don't know why they would rush him back that fast. Like,
yeah, I don't know why they did that either.
If you know he's hurt, you let him sit out. I mean, and, you know, they won with... especially with the throws that he was making. His first series, he threw an interception. And he almost threw another one when he got hurt.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't look that ready to be there.
And that division could go either way.
Well, the AFC North's crazy. You got the Baltimore Ravens.
You got the Ravens. You got the Browns. You got the Bengals.
Come on, say it. Say it. The second place Steelers.
You got the Steelers.
There you go.
Didn't want to throw that in there.
You had to. It's a tough division. Especially the three top teams right now have literally top 10 defenses.
Yeah. But when I got the boys, I got to go against the boys.
No, I know. But still, I mean, the thing for the Bengals, for me, it's their defense. I think their defense is going to give a lot of points up.
Yeah.
And, like, Joe Burrow is going to do as much. But the problem is you have Higgins that's always hurt. And then you have Boyd. Boyd's, like, hit or miss. You don't have that, like,
yeah,
second.
You just have Chase, but.
Yeah, and if you double Chase, you got to rely on the other two.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they're inconsistent.
Yeah, you can't shut both of them down.
Like,
that's
why with Baltimore, I mean, you have.
You got Beckham.
Beckham's hit or miss.
But he's hit or miss with them.
Save Flowers. Bateman is coming, emerging up and everything. The running game's coming fine. Pittsburgh. You got freaking Daniel Johnson. He came back. He looked real good. Pickens. The running game's actually getting started again. Like, it's actually looking better. Like, they're getting, like, Kenny Pickett in the fourth quarter is amazing.
Minnesota's still alive.
Minnesota might actually go on a stretch. Like, they might go on a win streak.
Yeah, Dave said that.
Like, if you look at their schedule, they could, especially the way Addison is playing. Kirk Cousins is going to stay. I feel like he's passing the ball up more because it's like, you know, when Jefferson's there, he needs to get the touches. But now Kirk Cousins sprinting the ball out for Addison, Osborne, Hockenson, and the other receiver, I don't know his name. Like, everybody's getting their share of the ball. And that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
Like, I understand, like, Jefferson is like the number one guy in all the league. But come on. Like, if you want to win, you gotta stop being a little selfish and be a team player.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're gonna take one for a team, be like, okay, I'm gonna give my targets down. Let's make sure we win this game. That's all you gotta do.
All right, while we're talking Minnesota, let's get to our picks.
Oh, yay.
Hey, you never know. This time you may be correct. You know, let's do it this way because there's a lot of AFC versus NFC matchups.
I was right about, like, my one pick. that I had. I forgot who it was though. What was my pick? Oh, it was like the Falcons one that I said the Falcons. You also Tampa.
Yeah, I think you got that right.
Yeah, I forgot what it was.
All right, so you'll do AFC, NFC.
That's fine.
If they join in.
Yeah.
All right. Actually, we'll do it the other way around. I'll do AFC, NFC. You could do AFC versus NFC.
That's fine.
All right, so AFC, Jacksonville and Pittsburgh. I'm probably going to have to go with Pittsburgh.
Wow.
Only because Jacksonville is on the road, and I don't think they play well on the road as much.
Well, no, they play very well against the Saints.
Against the Saints.
Saints aren't a bad team.
They're inconsistent.
Yeah, their offense is inconsistent.
Patriots versus Miami. Miami has to bounce back. Mm-hmm. Patriots are winning games. I think Miami wins this game. Kansas City versus Denver. Kansas City is the obvious. I think that's the obvious.
Don't be surprised that might go the other way.
Why is that?
It was a close game the first time they played.
Yeah, not many points, but...
No, not even just that. If the opening drive of that game, Denver was actually marching down the field. If they didn't fuck up that 4th-and-2, they probably would have scored a touchdown or field goal.
That's right.
That game would be different.
I was thinking the last Bronco game.
Yeah, when they beat Green Bay. That one.
Yeah. Eagles versus Washington. I think they still win this game. They're on a roll. Eagles. Minnesota versus Green Bay.
Good game, but
yeah, I think Minnesota has it. Mm-hmm. Rams Cowboys. I think Rams pull out an upset.
We would think so?
I think so.
I don't know. That's kind of hard, especially with that defense. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
It might be an offensive game. You never know.
All right, Jimmy, your turn. Tampa versus Buffalo.
Buffalo. They should bounce back after losing to the Patriots like that.
Clash of the rookie quarterbacks. Texans versus Panthers.
Ooh. Give me the Texans. I think they're more better offensively, and I think their defensively is a little better.
Jets, Giants.
I already said at the beginning of the show, I'm going with the Jets.
Colts, Saints.
Ooh.
Could go either way.
I know. I think the Saints bounce back. I think they get the W.
Falcons, Tennessee.
Ooh, that's also a toss-up. Let's go with Tennessee. I feel like they bounce back a little bit.
Cleveland, Seattle.
Well, that's a good game, too. Shit.
Yeah, a lot of good games this week.
I'm going to go with... Let's go with upset. I'll go with Seattle.
They call this a trap game. Baltimore versus Arizona.
Baltimore, it's not no trap game. Defense is too good. I don't think the offense...
Yeah, but they got to show up. They can't just be like, oh, it's an easy win.
That's the one thing, that defense always shows up. They rarely, like, take a dive.
Cincinnati versus San Fran.
This could be a trap game, but I think I'm going to take the bounce back of Brock Purdy. I think they bounce back.
I can't believe we're in week 8.
I know. Time flies.
Season's halfway over.
No, we got one more week and we're mid.
Oh, yeah, 17.
Yeah.
Chicago versus LA Chargers.
Chicago versus LA. Oh, that's damn. And that's a night game, isn't it, too?
I think so.
If Fields is not playing, I would probably go with the Chargers. If Fields is playing, I probably may go with the Bears. Again, that guy that played for, now he's playing the Raiders. I don't know. It's a tough. I think the Chargers too offensively is gonna take him to him.
Raiders, Lions.
Lions bounce back.
They got it. I don't see them falling off.
No, they're gonna be like, maybe they'll probably lose like maybe 4 games at least. I can't see them losing anymore.
And that was the best part of the show, our Super Bowl bracket. Last week we had Eagles, Philly. All right, you do AFC, I do NFC. First round, you got Pittsburgh versus Jacksonville, Buffalo versus Baltimore, and Cleveland versus Miami. So who do we got for the Pittsburgh Steelers and Jacksonville Jaguars?
Well, it's all, we're going to see it this Sunday, but I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
Buffalo or Baltimore?
This is a toughie. I'm probably going to take Baltimore.
Cleveland, Miami.
I'm probably with Miami. I think they're just too offensively good.
All right, for the NFC side, we got Seattle versus Atlanta, Dallas versus San Fran, Minnesota versus Detroit. I am going to go with experience versus no experience. So I'm going to take Seattle.
Over Detroit?
Over Atlanta.
Okay, yeah.
Dallas versus San Fran. This could go either way. But I feel like Dallas will eventually come out on top.
It could, but I don't know.
So Dallas wins that one. Minnesota over Detroit. If they go,
it's going to be a good game.
Yeah. And if they go in there on a hot streak, Minnesota is going to come out and win this game. All right. AFC, you got Baltimore, Miami, Pittsburgh, Kansas City. And then NFC side, you got Dallas, Seattle, Minnesota, Philly. All right, who do you got for Miami and Baltimore in Miami?
I'm probably going with Miami. I think it's just going to be too much offense, and I think when Ramsey does come back, that might take away from say Flowers or Bateman, I think.
I think so too.
Yeah, it just when he comes in December, it's going to show who's going to be if they're going to be a better team.
Pittsburgh versus KC.
This is so hard.
Yeah, your favorite team.
It's my favorite team. I mean, it's just like how Miami and Baltimore. If you take Kelce away, I think we could win that game, but I'm going to probably go against the city. I can't see it any other way.
All right, I got the NFC side. Dallas and Seattle, Minnesota and Philly. These could go either way. Dallas, Seattle. I think Seattle pulls through.
Wow.
Yeah, in Seattle,
I know, but that's like.
I don't think Dak could handle that.
I don't know. I don't think Dak could handle anything, honestly.
I know. Who knows? Maybe Trey Lance is the guy beforehand, before they get to the playoffs.
My name with Dallas, I think you get rid of fucking Mike McCarthy.
You'd fire the coach.
I think you put Dan Quinn as the head coach and get an offensive coordinator.
That's a good move.
Dan Quinn is probably one of the best defensive coaches out there right now. You put him as head coach, that defense is going to be... Hey, look at the defense now. It's still good. And then the offense, it's shit sometimes.
Yeah. Inconsistent.
Look, that's.
But do you blame McCarthy?
Or, game is the perfect example.
But do you blame McCarthy or do you blame Dak?
Who's giving Dak the plays?
Who's throwing the ball?
Who's giving Dak the plays?
But who's throwing the ball?
He has no choice to throw the ball. That's his job.
But he's throwing the ball. He's making the
plays and everything.
But he's making the last decision.
It's both their fault, really.
Realistically, yeah.
It's both their faults because they're both. But it's like he's been there for like 5 to 6 years, and what's he really done?
Nothing. They haven't been to the conference championship in 30 years.
They won a playoff game, and then they went out against the same team that's been beating them
for
the last 3 years.
Cowboys fans have to watch VHS tapes of their last Super Bowl. That's how long it's been. Philly, Minnesota, and Philly. We know how it goes in the playoffs. But this time around, it's still going to be Philly.
I was waiting for a different outcome. I think they're just too hot right now.
Yeah.
I think Minnesota's hot too, but I think Philly is just after that, especially after that loss, especially their schedule. I mean, it gets a little tough, but man, they could outscore anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Miami was the perfect example. There should have been calls against them, but we digress. They just looked top to bottom. Looked awesome.
All right, Miami and Kansas City for the AFC title game in Kansas City another year.
It's offense to offense. I don't think there's going to be no real defense, but I think Miami takes it away.
Damn, we always say Miami.
I think Miami's too – they score too much.
Miami always ends up in our Super Bowls.
I mean, listen, can Kansas City's defense really stop Miami? They could barely – the Chiefs, the Chargers game, that game went shot for shot until, like, the freaking end.
Uh-huh.
Like, it went shot for shot. And, listen, like we said – like me and Jonathan said before, my first ever show, Patrick Mahomes is nothing without Travis Kelce. Look at the first game against Detroit. He did not play well, and that offense was dropping balls because they were being too relied on. Patrick Mahomes needs Travis Kelce. He needs him. If he's not there, that whole thing becomes nothing they have there. Travis Kelce is his comfort blanket.
So what you're saying is Patrick Mahomes is nothing.
Without Travis Kelce. Never said he was nothing. Patrick Mahomes is going to make the plays. It's his receivers on the other end that have to make them too. And who do you have? They just got back Nicole Hardman. He still isn't going to produce as he did on the Jets. You have Fallon Scanlon. They're trying to get rid of him already.
Yeah.
Like, and then you have Ross and Rice and Sky Moore. Sky Moore is supposed to be like a high projection player. Dogwater. He's not that good.
So who would Miami play in the Super Bowl? Seattle or Philly?
Philly. Seattle. It's going to be in Philly. Seattle. Geno Smith is going to be used to that. Geno is going to be like mostly happy to be there.
And then you got Philly and Miami for the Super Bowl. We saw what happened on Sunday. Miami steamrolled past them. I mean, Miami found ways and they came back, but they still lost.
You mean Philly steamrolled them?
No, because it was 17-3. Philly.
Yeah.
I think Philly would win the Super Bowl if they play Miami.
I think Philly's more motivated to win that Super Bowl after last year, where they should have won. But it's crazy how, and everybody's getting shit on Jalen Hurts, but I understand he has a lot of picks, but right now, he could be projected to win the MVP. Especially, it's still early.
Who, Jalen Hurts?
Yeah. I think he's up there. I mean, you're always going to put Mahomes up there. I even think non-quarterback, right now, you're going to say Tyreek Hill.
MVP, yeah?
Yeah.
He's almost at, what, 1,000 yards?
I think he's not that
He's
high.
At, what, 800-something, maybe?
He's at 900, I believe. He was, like, 186 yards away from being 1,000, and we're at the half. And they still got to play, like, shit teams.
Yeah. They got an easy schedule.
Yeah, like, towards the end they do.
Well, a lot of people like to say they still had an easy schedule throughout the year. Their real team they beat was, or the real team they played was Philly.
At Buffalo.
They played Denver. Yeah. But they only put up 20 points against Buffalo, so it's like.
Yeah, it's like Buffalo. It's hard to beat Buffalo and Buffalo, though.
It is. Unless it's the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know. That I remember when Mac Jones was first in the NFL in that playoff game in Buffalo. What was it, like 56 to like 10?
Yeah, it was a blowout.
Like, holy crap. Dave couldn't believe it. Dave was, like, texting me. He was like, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah. All right, again, if you're just joining us, this is Dougie and the Boys. Actually, it's Dougie and the Boy.
Boy Wonder.
Trust the Just.
Yes, sir.
Trust the Drust. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
I said trust the Dust.
Yeah, I don't know why everybody does that shit. My niece gets so mad with that. Them pronouncing it. They go Durst. Well, she was ready to... Fred Durst.
Again, this is Dougie and the Boys. Every Thursday at 3:15, you'll always have someone on the show. It hasn't been me just yet by myself.
It's going to come sooner or later.
Yeah, one day there will be me by myself, I just have to rant and go on and on about something about that I'm wrong or correct on. So
mostly correct on.
Yeah. So. That's every Thursday at 3:15. Dougie's Political Hour has returned, as you guys saw on Sunday. We had Carolyn and Jim going at it, talking about world peace. World
he
peace.
He is a whole new character.
Yeah, education. They
he
talked
is
about.
He's a whole new character. I was outside talking for 10 minutes before I, like, after I was supposed to leave. He followed me outside. And we're bullshitting about freaking stupid shit about politics and stuff.
Yeah, I bet.
And I don't really talk about politics that much. I don't mind politics, but I don't care either.
Yeah.
It's like, he was bullshitting me about that for at least like 10 minutes. It was crazy.
Yeah, that was fun on Saturday. We watched the vlog, the cruise vlog. Shane was on an episode on Saturday, too. I'm getting bit by bugs over here. So we're going to take a... Yeah, last week it was chilly. I was like, is it going to rain, guys? Is it going to rain?
No, it's fucking... It's gorgeous out.
Yeah, now it's like 70 degrees. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we have much more to get to. Dougie and the Boys every Thursday at 3:15 p.m. We'll be right back.
Whatever. Get customers involved.
Wednesday night bar talk.
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
He assists a game.
No matter how many games.
36 games.
And the All-Star break, and now would have been. Now they're playing really good.
Hold on. Who's got the leverage tonight? No, 5-2. Leverage is all you. I got the leverage.
But to go and like react from a fiscal standpoint and from a civil rights standpoint to close everything, I find it hard to get
behind. Thanks to the Democrats, by the way.
Nancy Pelosi should not be 84 years old and still be sitting as the House Speaker.
I'm an idiot.
Actually, you know, like, can get in there and like do things. You know, like Donald Trump Jr. Like
Puerto Rican. You're Latino.
I'm an American.
I would like Ivanka to run.
Yeah, Yvonne or Tulsi Gabbard.
Sell Malibu at the diner part of the casino.
That they're gonna slip back a little bit. Ben,
do you ever ask yourself the question as to
for this town, things that haven't been done before?
You're like,
it's more than just Joe Biden, though. Like, it's just like people even
overpay for DeGrom, and I
think this is a great way.
I'll be looking for another job after this is all. I can tell you that.
Here, with your name behind it, hoping that.
Why didn't Trump fire Fauci? He could have gotten rid of him.
There's a lot of things we can have checked out.
So talk whatever we want.
It's sports. Well, I'll tell you.
No matter. I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
Phillies are going back to the World Series, and they're going to win it.
I'm kidding, yo. Are you a Mets fan?
I just think the Phillies are going to... They have that momentum from last year. I see it
going
happening.
With, from the National League, I'm going to go with the Philadelphia Phillies.
Okay.
I think they bounce back.
A safe bet to win the World Series is between two teams. The San Diego Padres at plus 1,000 and the Philadelphia Phillies at plus 1,500. I was wrong. I was close, but I was wrong.
Oh, she broke my heart.
The Phillies let me down. Let me down.
And you're a Mets fan, too, going against them.
They let me down.
I think that game six was momentum changer.
Yeah, I was there. And it was loud in the beginning of the game.
And it was so quiet probably
and
afterwards.
It started quiet towards like the sixth inning. And
that's
the worst. You knew there was no energy in that stadium.
No, because, I mean, what was the final score like?
3-1, 5-1. Or 3-1 and 4-2. No, 5-1 and 4-2.
Yeah, 5-1, yeah. 5-1, and it's like, damn, we're really going to like let them come back? I mean, because like, they had to win that game.
Yeah.
They had to. And then I promise, when you have momentum like that going into the next game, especially you're playing the next day.
Yeah, you're playing right away.
Like how like the Rangers Devil Series was, where you gotta wait.
You gotta wait a day
because you gotta wait for the other. No, they were this is going straight to the next day.
Yeah.
Like, you were screwed no matter what.
And I called my dad as I was on I-95. I was like, I have a funny feeling Arizona's winning this thing.
I know. And dad's probably like, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about the Philly. You're probably not wrong. I mean, because, like, Arizona was surprised team this year to go into.
Yeah, they were 57 and 59 in August.
Yeah, and they start pulling out big wins, especially in their own division.
Yeah, they were 84 and 78.
Tough division. With
LA, San Diego.
Milwaukee.
No, LA, San Diego, Arizona, San Fran. Milwaukee's in Central.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I always forget.
They played Milwaukee. Then they played the Dodgers.
Get out of my
Then they played
booth.
The Phillies. And now they're playing the Texas Rangers. And it just proves my point.
There it is.
Well, you got a bug?
The freaking tree one.
Oh, those ones?
Yeah, got literally went on me and got in my boot.
It just proves my point on why teams like the Yankees won't win the World Series.
Oh, my God.
On why teams like the Mets won't win the World Series. On why teams like the Phillies won't win the World Series. Home run hitting teams that are built to just hit home runs will eventually fade.
Yeah.
They'll eventually fade.
I mean, that was the Yankees' problem last year.
If you're not hitting the home run, you're striking out or hitting into grounder.
They were relying on the home runs.
Yeah, and that's not...
I mean, it got them far. Like, they got them into the championship. The LSC champ, but Houston just took it away because their pitching was just amazing.
Yeah. Look at Kyle Schwarber. The guy hit like 45 home runs this year.
Yeah.
But he was batting 190.
Yeah, because he couldn't get on base.
He's a home run guy.
Yeah. Like, you need people to get on base. Like, that's why Arizona and Texas were so good, because they could get people on base. And Houston.
Yeah, you get people on base, and then you have that. You have that one big power home run hitter that's going to hit the home runs and score you the runs.
Like, look at the Mets. Exactly. Like, they have people get on base, and you have Alonso. They can freaking launch that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, we know about that already, you know. We know about that lovely night. That lovely night.
At Citi Field,
Tampa game.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a beautiful night.
Mm-hmm.
For me, Jonathan, and Dave, at least.
Yeah. We know.
Doug was complaining all the way home.
Yep. Who's got the leverage?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you had the leverage.
All right.
And I told David, get your camera ready. He did. He got that camera ready. As soon as you heard the smack, you knew it was gone. And Dougie went straight to his knees.
It happens.
Yeah, but that happened twice on you, though. Like, when what's his name? Alvarez
yeah.
hit that
home Alvarez. Game. It was 5-2. Alvarez tied it up.
No, it was.
Then we took the
two,
lead
three.
7-5.
It was 2-3. Then Alvarez hit the home run.
And then Alonso hit the walk off.
Yeah. I mean, he just hit it. He smacked it all the way to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Like that if they build a team around him, that man's gonna be dangerous the next couple of years. But no, back to the Philly. I mean,
because look, their whole lineup, Schwarber. Castellanos went like 1-for-20 in the LCS, and in the DS he hit 5 home runs.
I know.
All his hits were home runs, and then the rest he struck out. Or
Philly, they get so hot towards the end, but the problem is, freaking Bryce Harper did not play most of the season. If he would have, that
yeah.
probably been a different. They probably would have had like the number like 2 or 1 seed.
Yeah, they could have won that division
with Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, Atlanta was the top team.
Yeah, because they kept dropping, and then out of nowhere, they start picking back up because they got the easy part length of their schedule.
Yeah.
Like, that was their thing. Like, they started to, like, why am I getting, like, intruded by bugs?
You know why? Because last week it was cold, and today it's hot out.
It's not hot. It's just.
It's 70. It's, like, 69 degrees.
Though, like, with the sun going down.
No, it's not hot, hot, but still.
No, it's just gorgeous out.
When it's cold and it goes to hot weather, it's
because
I've gotten bit so far.
What's your freaking hate with the Yankees? I just want to know this. What's your hate with the Yankees?
The fan base.
What about people that are like Dave that like don't do that stuff? It's like the guy at work, Bill. He's a Dallas fan. He don't run his mouth or anything. Or Walter. I'm sorry, not Walter. Alfred. Alfred's a Cowboys fan. He don't say nothing.
It's different though. Certain fans, they do it, so it's like
you could say Cowboys fan and
well, it's different Lincoln with Dave.
Fans are the same. You could say that.
So are Ranger fans.
Right? No,
it's different with Dave.
No, because David don't start shit. Because you, I saw the text messages in the chat. You started shit, and he replied back.
Yeah,
that's the difference. You, but I know how to get after him first.
I know how to get Dave going.
No, but he knows how to finish it though too.
And it's good. It's good entertainment.
No, that whole thing, it was like early morning and I saw the text. I'm like, God damn. I'm like, do you guys not argue about freaking the Yankees in Tampa right now?
He started it.
No, you started it.
When was this?
This is when the Yankees were eliminated from the playoffs and you went after him. You went after him. So I think me and Dave were out, I think. And Dave was like, here we go. I go, what's up, Dave? He's like, the Yankees are mathematically out of the playoff. I go, uh-oh. I'm like, where's Doug? As soon as I say, you freaking message him immediately on freaking Snap.
Hold on. I'm looking at our group chat. I want to see what you're talking about.
On Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I said, congratulations.
Yeah, you went after him first. Why do you hate the fan base so much?
They're obnoxious. They think they're better than everyone else.
Yeah, but it could be a lot of fans that like have to sell. Like Golden State Warriors fans could be the same way now, even though
it's different with Yankee fans. It just is.
Is it though? It could be any fan that has like.
From my point of view, it's completely different.
How is it completely different? It's the same.
No, it's not.
How?
For example, there a team could be rebuilding.
Okay.
And they're not going to go out there and be like, yo, we're going to win the World Series. We're going to get all these free agents. Do you see me doing with the Rays? Absolutely not. Absolutely.
I like you start smiling.
Absolutely not. You're
lying sack of shit.
Absolutely not.
No, you're going to say that, like, well, they're my team. I could say that. Like,
yeah, they're my team. The World Series. But it's different with David.
No, it's not. David don't sit there and, like, go crazy over that. He's just like, dude, it is what it is. Like, he'll protect his team no matter what, but he don't sit there and go crazy like, hey, Doug, how about that win? You know, I think
he has.
Like, he has.
He has.
But not as bad as you think he has.
So we all know who I'm rooting for in the World Series. Arizona Diamondbacks, baby.
Yeah.
But I've had this hat for months now.
Even though he wanted Tampa to go all the way, and then he wanted Philly to go all the way.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's my boy, Evan Longoria. I got it.
Okay. But when your boy loses, what's going to happen afterwards? Oh, you know, I had Rangers with more money in the thing. They're fine. You jump ship too much.
I'm not jumping ship.
You jump ship. Yes, you do.
If Texas, first of all, why am I going to root for the team that beat me?
Why wouldn't you? Better team.
No. Because we could have been there. It should have been us. Should have been the real thing. Should have been a fire.
Should have, could have, would have.
Should have been us.
Dave did say it too, that you're going to be one in, one out. Dave did say it too.
It happens. It happens. Again, if you're just joining us, this is the Doug Survival Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by.
God. Unsolicited role models. The role models you meet. You may not need, no, you may not want.
The role models you may not want.
But you may just, I said it perfectly the first time, now I can't freaking say it.
Because it's normally Dave's gig.
I know, and I'm promoting his freaking show. You better have me on me soon. Even though I got nothing going on.
Well, today you're a supervisor in training.
Training? If I could, not that. I'll be bomb feeder still.
Dave's not here, so our supervisor's called out today.
Yeah, because, you know.
He's going to the Bronx.
I hope everything's going on with Dave. That's all I got to say. Hope everything's okay.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we will do Lepore betting and try to create a parlay. We'll be right back.
for the Super Bowl.
Hold on, because that's not what Rodgers said. Rodgers said, I just care about winning the MVP. I don't care about winning.
No matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
And I was like, oh God, how do I stop this? So
look
I
look at that water behind me, James.
But to go and like react from a fiscal standpoint and from a civil rights standpoint to close everything, I find it hard to get behind.
Democrats. Thanks to the Democrats, by the way.
Nancy Pelosi should not be 84 years old and still be sitting as the House Speaker.
Like an idiot.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Actually, you know, like, can get in there and like do things. You know, like Donald Trump Jr. Like
Puerto Rican. You're Latino.
I'm an American.
I would like Ivanka to run.
Yeah, Ivanka or Tulsi Gabbard. She's pretty.
Third string is in the preseason. I mean, come on, you gotta
need Stamkos. I think still people question that.
That's not shit, Andrew, but that's not how you win cups.
The Bay Rays are going to win the World Series. You can mark it down.
Okay, I'm done.
Jimmy's life has its ironies, you know, that are like.
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
Getting laid off due to lack of work, but there is no.
So that's all that matters.
That's how.
Wait, that's.
Mickey's Dodgers. Thanks, Hector.
A Jersey burger and a cowboy bacon burger.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. It is now time for Lepore Betting, and we forgot to play the intro video for Lepore Betting, so we are going to do that in just a few seconds, and we'll get to Lepore Betting. So
this guy over here.
We'll be right back.
This guy over here.
Betting. It was named after you because you are probably known for losing a lot of bets, especially when it comes to the horse racing.
My lightning five picks. These are the ones I like. I mean, I love them. In my picks, you'll hear them later on. Yeah, that is my best bet.
You'll hear it in Stuff's Betting.
Yes, that is my best bet.
All right, so I was looking at these odds for tonight's game.
The Thursday night game?
Yeah. Okay. So the spread is +9.5 Tampa and -9.5 Buffalo. Money line is +360 for Tampa. And -480 for Buffalo. Over under is 43.5. And I'm looking at these parlays. You got I Can Dig It. The spread for Buffalo. Josh Allen to score a TD. Stephon Diggs to score a TD. Stephon Diggs 50 plus receiving yards.
I can see that.
This one's called Bake Up. Moneyline Tampa. Baker Mayfield pass TDs over 1.5. Mike Evans to score a TD. Mike Evans' longest reception over 22.5. Red zone threats, Josh Allen 25 plus rushing yards. Gabe Davis receptions over 2.5. Dalton Kincaid receptions over 3.5. Stephon Diggs' longest reception over 25.5.
Good.
The only one I like is the one for Can I Dig It?
I also like the Kincaid one. Getting three. Dawson Knox is not playing, he's been targeting.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
He's been targeting, even last game, he's been targeting Kincaid a lot.
I didn't realize that. So
I think that
that Kincaid one, I would probably go with that one.
That would probably be a good one now that you tell me that he's hurt.
Yeah, I think Dawson Knox is out for that game. I don't quote me on it, but I think he's out. But Kincaid's been that Patriots game, he's been really really turned it on a little bit. He dropped 12 points the other night, fantasy wise, and that's real good for a tight end.
Yeah, I didn't even know Knox was out.
I mean, it's not like Kelsey or Andrews market, but for him.
Yeah, as I almost knock over the table.
God, Andrews dropped 21 points fucking last week, and then Kelsey dropped almost 30. The guy had 143 yards.
Yeah, so I like those parlays that they set up.
You know, I like that too. That's not bad. The Diggett ones, I could see it because I don't think their defense can really stop Diggs or even the running game. The running game's been actually pretty good for them the last
couple years. Yeah.
Like, if they can figure out something, they can make a deep run in the playoffs.
All right, so how's our fantasy teams doing?
I think you're 2-something.
I'm 2-5, Fisher Squad.
3-4. And them two, I think Dave's 5-2. Something like that. I gotta play him this week too, so it's gonna be fucking horrible. But I just picked up Jordan Addison, so we'll see.
Yeah, who should I start? Herbert over Chicago?
Who's your other quarterback?
Hurts against Washington.
That's tough. I would probably go with Hurts.
Oh, that's tough.
I mean, it's up to you, really, but I'll go with Hurts.
Because I just optimized it, and that's what came up.
Oh, they put Hurts in? Yeah. Hurts is... You can't go wrong either way, but I would also keep...
Well, I got to look at my matchup. I got Jonathan, and he has Josh Allen. So I can see how Allen does tonight.
Yeah.
And then dictate it from there.
And does he also have Diggs, too, on there? Oh, no, I have Diggs, I think. I have Diggs, so hopefully I go off a little bit. I could see that man getting 2-3 touchdowns for 100-something yards.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good game. Or it might be a blowout. We never know.
You never know. It could go either way.
Yeah. We think it's going to be a blowout by Buffalo because of how good their offense is, but they've just been slacking the last couple weeks.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, it should be a good game.
Yeah.
I'm in last place. I'm 2-5.
Yeah.
But it don't matter. What matters is the playoffs.
And if you face Dave or Jonathan, you're kind of screwed.
We'll
That's
see.
The thing. You face one of them.
We'll see.
Because if you're still in last place and David's number one, you gotta go against David. I go against Jonathan. At least I'll have a chance against Jonathan.
Yeah.
I beat him a couple of times. He beat me a couple of times.
Either way, I get the free tab.
No, you pay for the tab.
Damn it. Damn it, damn it,
maybe
damn
we, it. But we remember, we only said it to two times.
I'm just paying for the drinks.
Yeah.
Food we have to do.
Yeah.
Unless you guys want to be nice and say, hey, well, I'll pay for dinner for Dougie.
That ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen. You already know that one.
You never know.
Yeah, and then number one gets to choose where we go.
Yeah.
I just wonder if Dave wins, I wonder where he's going to take all of us. I have a feeling I know where it is.
Where would he take us?
Oh, this is one place he was saying to us, to me, right by his crib. It's has a happy hour where you get wings for $1 a wing.
Not bad.
So, I mean, can't we go wrong?
Not bad, not bad.
And we should do a podcast where we do at the Monkey Bar Grill, we've been saying.
Yeah, we will.
Do it there. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Especially now, next Wednesday will be number first. So all this will be getting dark.
Yeah, that's right. It'll be dark by 4 o'clock.
5 o'clock. So right now the sun's going down.
Yeah, we'll be in the studio then.
Yeah, I could actually take my hat off now because it's something in my head no more.
Yeah.
I'm boom!
Look at us now on camera. The two bald guys.
Yeah. By choice.
By choice, yeah. We decided to shave it off. Although it was receding, but I keep it like this. It's a lot better style.
You keep hair on the side?
No.
No, you have hair on the side.
Well, it started to grow back. I got to shave it off.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I just do the whole thing. I don't keep the
sound. No, I do the whole thing, but it's...
Yeah, but it looks like the set, like your whole, this is all shaved and like the sides are coming in.
Yeah. So I got to do it again.
Yeah, I got to do mine too. I got the thing you got too with the, like the five head and like,
oh yeah.
Around. Yeah. It actually is nice.
Yeah.
Something about like a...
It's a good style.
Something like a nice shave going around feels nice, too.
Especially if you could grow in a nice beard. Like, we got the beards going.
Yeah.
If you're just bald and you don't have a beard, it's like, what's the point?
Look at Johnny Sins, though. You can't blame him. The guy's a freaking... He's a national hero. he's Mr. Everything.
Yeah, but... Like, for me, I can't keep it... You saw me how I was the first day at work. With no facial hair.
God, I had to remember that. That was like 2 years ago.
No.
What?
That was this year.
You really want to remember, Doug? Doug, I remember. I hardly remember when I was SIT and I was your boss. I better remember talking to you.
Yeah.
No, that's not me. Because you were awful and I left you alone.
Good.
Like I left, and then when you run free, I just grabbed you a little bit. I'm like, yo, Doug, grab this for me. And you, yeah. You're like, okay.
Well, I had to listen to you.
You have to.
You were the supervisor that day in training.
No, only for the 6 weeks. Oh, George should be back, so we'll see. But anyway, let's go back to sports.
All right, let's do our predictions, our wild hot takes. So let's do our World Series prediction. Who do you think is going to win the World Series and win the MVP?
An MVP? Oh, God.
And then we'll get to our random predictions.
I mean, I don't know any of the players on each team.
Throw out a name.
Let's go with Texans.
Texas.
Maybe the guy that won the award for that series.
So Adolis Garcia is your MVP of the World Series. How many games?
Six.
I say Arizona in six.
Yeah, it goes to six, I think.
Yeah, Arizona in six.
Unless we get a sweep.
Yeah. Arizona in six and Mike.
Is it at Arizona first or is that
Texas?
Texas.
Yeah.
You could go either or.
And my MVP will be Christian Walker. So the Arizona Diamondbacks are going to win the World Series. You heard it here first. Christian Walker wins MVP. Evan Longoria gets his first World Series championship. He'll probably retire once he gets that ring.
Didn't you say he was like dog water when
38? Yeah, when I saw him at the Philly game, he couldn't hit the ball. He's 38. He's old. I think he'll retire.
He might.
If he gets his ring. Unless he wants to come back for Tampa one more year.
He won't.
Evan, if you're watching this, if you're listening to this.
Please, God, no.
Please. I'm begging you. Come to Tampa. Retire as a Ray. Make this Rays fan happy. And then we could win a World Series together. That's all I want. That's what I need.
If he does go back to Tampa, it's probably going to be like a 3-day contract and retires.
If he retires.
It's going to be like a 3-day contract. That's what it's going to be like. That's what most of them do anyway nowadays. It's not like a 3-day contract.
You got to let my dreams die?
Huh?
You got to let my dreams die?
No, when it dies, it's probably what's going
to
happen.
It's probably what's going to happen, but I don't want that to happen.
I mean, look at, what's his name for the Mets? Like, he did like a 3-day thing and then he retired. I forget who it was. Oh, freaking right.
Yeah, but that was later in the season.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's going to do that in the beginning of the season.
No, he might. You never know. If he has any, if he thinks he has any juice left.
Yeah.
Fernando might freaking retire.
He might. Scherzer might retire.
If he wins the series, then he'll retire.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If he wins this year, he'll probably retire.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So you got any predictions, wild takes, whatever it may be?
I had something, argument, but Jonathan wasn't here for it.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
save it for next week.
Yeah, I can. If he joins us, the ghost.
Yeah, the ghost.
What about the NBA starting now and everything? We didn't get into that. The NBA started, and it was crazy. I was watching the Heat game last night. The Pistons really looked pretty decently against the Miami Heat.
Yeah, they did.
They looked pretty good.
Well, that was going to be my prediction.
They're gonna go in the playoffs?
Not the playoffs, but I think they could be a threat for the play-in.
They could.
They have a lot of young talent.
Yeah, young talent. They, you know, if they play it all together, they definitely could make a run. I mean, I think that also in that division, it's always wide open.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Eastern and the Eastern Western, you kind of like know.
West, you know who's in there. East, it's always
It's always wide open.
Always a surprise team.
Yeah, I just feel like the Canes are gonna definitely, I think, get better. I feel like they have a shot at the number one seed this year against Denver.
Well, someone said that the Kings are a threat to the Nuggets.
They could be. Sabonis, Fox. I can't think of the other guy's name. Like they looked dangerous. Oh, Fox, De'Aaron Fox. If they play well and whoever in their pieces, they could definitely make a run at it. Any team can make a run at it, honestly. It just depends on the right. I mean,
it does.
We're also in the beginning parts of the season. I mean, we still have
a lot of games. There's like 80 games to go.
Like, we have a lot of games left. Even the Sun, the Tuesday night game, the Suns Warriors game, that was a good game as well. Warriors almost came back and won that game. Like, that's crazy. But yeah, the Suns look good. Beal looked pretty good to be on his new team and everything. So who knows? I think that anything could be wide open for them.
The Phillies announced today that bullpen coach Dave Lundquist and assistant hitting coach Jason Camilli will not return to the major league staff for the 2024 season.
I mean, it's bad for them, but at the same time, I think he's been there for how many years? Been there for a while, hasn't he?
Probably.
Yeah, so I think you just want to see if this team could go one more year into the World Series and see. But he's probably going to hang up and everything. What do you think Belichick's going to freaking retire?
I don't know.
That's going to, like, because, like, they're blaming him, how Mac Jones. I don't blame him. I more or less blame Mac Jones.
I blame everybody.
Yeah, I mean, the Patriots, you know, Dave would probably argue me about it, but I just feel like the Patriots have a good team. It's just, I think they don't know how to draft. They draft the good defensive players. They don't know how to draft receivers.
Yeah, that's the problem this year. They don't have receivers.
Like, they had a chance to go after top. Like, they had a chance to go after Safe Flowers. They went for a corner. And I understand he's a good corner. But when your quarterback needs help and you bring in Juju Smith-Schuster, where they already want to get rid of him already.
Yeah, that was not a good signing. I did not like that.
I didn't agree with that
either. I thought that was stupid.
I think that's also a fault on Juju. I think he should have stayed or he should have went to a team that, like, could definitely, like, use a receiver, and, like, he could definitely...
So whatever happened to Cole Beasley?
I think he's just done jumping around.
Because he was a Giant, and I haven't really heard
of him. They let him go.
Oh, they let him go?
Yeah, they let him go. Now he's free. He's just at home right now. I mean, honestly...
I have no idea what happened to him.
If a receiver gets hurt, he might just go, like, be, like, get signed up and everything.
Yeah, maybe. It could work that way.
Look at Julio Jones. I mean, he got signed up to go to Philly, and he might get his ring afterwards.
Yeah. May get a ring.
And that'll solidify his Hall of Fame, even though he's probably already shoo-in.
Yeah, he probably is, but not a first ballot.
No, he's not.
Just like Eli's a Hall of Famer, but Eli's not a first ballot.
You don't think he's a first ballot? You don't think Eli's a first ballot Hall of Famer?
I think he is, but I don't think he'd be voted in as a first ballot.
Do you think Ben would be a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Who?
Ben. Roethlisberger. A lot of people say yes.
I don't know.
A lot of people say yes because, like...
Good defense.
Well, not just... You're saying good defense when his first season, he went undefeated. In the regular season, went undefeated. And the defense was good, but it wasn't that good. He was putting up points.
Yeah, I know, but at the end of the day, I'm not the voter. And yeah. I think certain voters are going to vote based on that.
Yeah, but also is as long
just like people won't vote for DeGrom as a Hall of Fame pitcher.
But if he wins his ring,
he didn't play this year.
But don't matter.
He didn't play this year, so how are you going to say he's a world champ?
Because he's still on. Is he on the roster?
He's on the roster, but he hasn't played a game.
Don't matter if you're on the roster.
How are you going to say Jacob DeGrom is a World Series champion?
Because if he's on the, if they win,
he's on the roster.
He's on the roster. He wins.
But that has nothing to do with him being in the Hall of Fame. It's not like he had any impact on this rotation to get to the World Series. The guy has been hurt.
But if that whole
you can't add that to the resume and say, oh, he won the World Series.
Yeah, but that still adds to his freaking resume. That helps him. And
that does not help him.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
So you say it hurts him if he went to World Series?
It doesn't hurt him.
Even though
But he didn't have any impact. He didn't play.
Don't matter. He's on the roster.
If there's World Series. If the Arizona Diamondbacks win the World Series, that will help Evan Longoria.
Yeah, help Evan Longoria.
But DeGrom?
It'll help DeGrom.
First of all, win the World Series or not, DeGrom is not a Hall of Famer in my book, and we all know that.
Not yet, at least.
The guy has 90 career wins. That is bullpen numbers. How are you going to sit there and say that's Hall of Fame starting pitcher numbers?
I didn't say it was.
First of all, I never said you in general. I never said you in general.
Listen, a lot of people think he is because he's a two-time back-to-back signer.
Look at his numbers. Look at the starting pitching numbers in the Hall of Fame. 200 to 300 career wins.
And he's also still kind of young. He could still come back.
The guy is 35. He's very inconsistent with his health. He's out. He got out this year. Who knows when he's coming back next year? He's not even going to hit.
Come back the first week.
He's not even going to hit 150 wins. So DeGrom to be a Hall of Famer, not in my book.
Well, let me see. If he's at 9, he could definitely do it.
At 35, no.
Look at Verlander. Verlander, do we expect Verlander to have this career?
He's already had 150 plus wins.
I'm saying, do we expect Verlander to have this long career?
No, but at the end of the day, he was already a Hall of Fame pitcher before he went to Houston.
But you don't know if his health or anything. You don't know. You didn't know how he was. Nobody knew. Nobody knew at the time. So you never know with DeGrom. You never know DeGrom.
Maybe in your book, but not in my book.
I mean, look, last year with freaking Syndergaard. He was on Philly last year.
Yeah, and he had no impact.
You know, the postseason, he had an impact. World Series, he had nothing.
Postseason, yeah, but World Series, no.
No, like the postseason, he had impact. He was pitching really good.
But to sit here and say DeGrom's a Hall of Fame pitcher if he wins the World Series when he hasn't even pitched since May, you are out of your mind.
You never know.
You never know. I know.
No, you never know.
I know.
You never know.
I know.
I mean, you never know with him. You never know how voters are going to be.
I know that. But at the end of the day, I don't think so. I do not think so. I hate to say it, but that's how I feel. Yeah, that's how I feel.
Who's arguing with that with you? Who's arguing with that with you?
What do you mean?
Somebody was arguing with that's why you didn't say specifically me. You said people were arguing about
it. I'm not, because people are going to say DeGrom's a Hall of Famer. A lot of people are going to say that.
It's going to help him, but I don't know if he's a shoo-in.
No. He may be in those other committee votes to get in. But to be like a Derek Jeter or Tom Glavine, Greg Maddux, Mike Piazza, no.
Well, like
it's
going to
be a long time before he gets
no.
in.
It'll be
a long time.
If he wins a series and then he gets 150-plus, wins, maybe. It's probably going to be more of a yes, but he has to reach that height. And he has to stay healthy. That's his problem. He's got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, then maybe
then you,
not.
Then you can say no, but.
But maybe not a shoe him, but maybe like down the line when they really don't have anybody, then maybe people will vote for him to get in. You know Mets fans. They're going to be loyal to that guy no matter what.
Yeah.
Like he helped us. His first season helped us get into the freaking World Series. Like he's the main reason why. Him and Syndergaard are the reason why we got into like the World Series and our pitching. And
oh, yeah, for sure.
And Bartolos Colon and Murphy.
Steve Matz. Cespedes.
Cespedes helped, but it was Murray that was carrying.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Murray.
And then Murphy fell apart in the World Series.
Yeah, then didn't he win MVP the following year?
Who?
Murray.
No.
Yes, I think he did. I think Murray won MVP the following year with Philly. Or not with Philly, with Washington. Because that's when Harper was still on there. Yes. I think Murray won MVP that following year.
No, he was a candidate.
No, I think he won.
No, I don't think Murphy
won
MVP.
Look it up. Murphy
did not win MVP. He was a candidate.
I think he won. So what? We went to 2015. So 2015 to 16. No, 2016 season. Who won MVP that year? I think he won MVP that year. I really think he did.
All right, Daniel Murphy.
I think he won.
All right, let's see. 2016 Nationals. He was a candidate.
But he didn't win it?
No.
Who won it then? I thought he won it. Could have been Bryce Harper.
Chris Bryant won.
Oh, you're right.
Daniel Murphy was runner-up.
Because I forgot that's when freaking Chicago won that year. 103. Yeah, 103 years. So that's they won.
Yeah, that was it.
I thought he won. He was playing out of his goddamn.
Yeah, he was a candidate, though. But when people leave the Mets, that always happens.
Well, we can't say that. Not really, cause
Justin Turner became a star when he left the Mets.
Well, yeah, Justin Turner did, but we all knew that. I'm more or less like when I can't say Scherzer because Scherzer was already a star. He's all right pitching right now.
Yeah, he's a little inconsistent with Texas.
I mean, we'll see, and then you could say freaking what's his name when what's the guy? Flores. He was looking pretty good with us, and when he
went to San Fran, and he played well.
No, he played shit. He didn't play that great. Oh, Cabrera, he played shit.
You got any final thoughts before we head out? Karaoke?
Oh god, you got one picked out?
No, I thought maybe you had something.
There's always songs in my head. Let me see if I can think of one right now in my head.
Whatever you got for us, don't matter. Final thoughts, words of wisdom.
I mean, more karaoke, or less, don't matter. I probably would say like I say let's go Rangers in the World Series.
Diamondbacks. I got the D-backs, baby, right here all day.
You thought I was going with the New York Rangers.
Yeah.
No, I won't. Yeah. I won't go against. Even though my brother's a Rangers fan, I can't go against the Devils. I've been too loyal to them for so many years. I mean, 95 was a great year. It was, you know, they won the Stanley Cup. We were born.
Yeah.
We were born when they won.
Yeah. All right, as always, this episode is brought to you by our good friends Nicole and Dave. Go Sports, Dave Fisher. Big time sports fan. You want your sports knowledge? Go to Dave.
Yeah,
Fisher.
You know we should have Dave on here for our sports talk.
Yeah, just to see how it goes.
Yeah, Dave and Nicole.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Because you know Dave would be like the puppet. And she would be freaking controlling his ass.
Yeah, Nicole would say something. Dave would be like, yeah.
Yeah, Dave would be on his phone most of the time.
He'd be like, yeah, Tua, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Tua Tagovailoa.
See you guys next time.
Bye bye.
This episode was brought to you by Nicole and Dave. Go Sports. For all your latest information surrounding the world of sports, talk to Dave.